Welcome to Real Money with David Holland, the show that focuses on real people, real problems, and real solutions. David is a certified financial planner with over 20 years of financial experience. And because he actually provides advice to clients on a daily basis, our hyperactive compliance department wants us to tell you that David Holland is an investment advisor representative of Holland Advisory Services, a registered investment advisory firm. He also offers insurance and annuity products through Holland Insurance Services. Holland Advisory Services and Holland Insurance Services are separate affiliated companies that share common ownership under Holland Financial. Commentary given during this radio program is usually pretty smart, but should not be considered investment, insurance, tax, or legal advice. Views expressed concerning specific securities should not be considered an offer to buy or sell. Investment advice and financial planning services can only be given after an analysis of an individual's situation. Only if you hire David and his firm to help you, and only available where Holland Advisory Services is registered or exempt from registering. Here he is, David Holland.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. So, do you run around crazy? Are you stressed? Do you struggle with time management? No, this is not a pitch for something you might hear on the radio. This really is a financial talk show. But I make it as broad as I can to keep it touching a lot of areas because, as you know, money touches a lot of areas of our lives. But one of the things that touches back, if you will, is how we handle ourselves, stress, time management. All of those things will certainly have an impact on our earning capability or the choices we make about money. So I've got a special treat for you, and I know I brag on my guests, but doggone it, they're good. And I know you're going to like today's guest. She is CEO of Rethink Retreats, Liz Scully. Liz, welcome to the program.
Well, it's lovely to be here. Thank you for having me.
Thank you. And we have Liz on a Skype connection with the wonders of technology. So it's going to sound a little different than my normal radio interviews. So listen carefully because it will be worth your attention. We're talking with Liz. She is in India. And what part of India are you in right now, Liz?
I'm in Bangalore, which is in the south of the country.
And that's just fascinating. And you're talking to us over the internet, and I don't even really truly know how exactly it works, but I know that I'm talking to you, and that's good enough for me.
Okay, Liz.
So I'm going to dive right in here, and I'm going to tell our listeners you've got a website, rethinkretreats.com, and Liz has quite the background. I'm going to give them a quick rundown, Liz, and if I leave something out that's important, you make sure you mention it. But she has over 20 years working in feature films. She moved from New York to London to LA to India, which is, of course, where we've caught up with her. And she has a lot of recognition back with BBC Walking with the Dinosaurs. There was some worldwide acclaim. Emmy for visual effects in 2000. She worked on Dinotopia in 2002. Another Emmy for VFX. A lot of praise for the work on Poseidon, which was nominated for a VFX Oscar in 2007. Recently, she led teams on the battle. It was a battle in Los Angeles and the John Carter of Mars movie. Yeah, and in India, now this is interesting. You're doing DreamWorks Bangalore team working on Madagascar 3. That's correct?
Yes, that was the last film I worked on. I've now left the industry. I joke that it's because I wanted a weekend off after 20 years, but really, it wasn't a joke.
Well, you put your time in, and so tell us what you're doing now, because I think it's a very curious thing.
Well, now I'm a life coach, and I help people find either their true passion, their career that will truly suit them, because having bounced around in the film industry for a long time, I'm used to helping people find their perfect niche. And I also work with entrepreneurs a lot, helping them find the money in their business that is just trapped and isn't really moving in the right place. In film, it's all about two things. It's all about story and the budget.
Yes.
And everything comes down to that.
Well, that's funny, and it's an interesting or similar parallel track. And I'll use my business, for example, Liz. I'm a financial planner. And so in my business, there is the film, which is the story of my client's life and their money. So it's very similar, the budget. So talk to us about, I know that a lot of what you're dealing with some of the coaching, and again, the website is rethinkretreats.com, and you've got a team there with you. I've already seen you're on your website. You've got a team of people. It's not just you?
No, not at all. No, we've got a wonderful team of people that cover everything from nutrition, yoga, business coaching, NLP, all sorts of stuff. What we're aiming for is that if we deal with the things that we can change and cope with in our lives, you're perfectly set up for the stuff that we have no control over. That we can control what we eat, how we sleep, how we manage our time, how we budget, all of those things we have control over. So we do small things, big changes, and you're much less stressed as a result of it.
So you have reserves. You have a, in fact, I just made this comment to my assistant. You know, we were talking about, you know, the ebb and flow of business and how things are. And we stay pretty steady busy, thankfully. But we talk about that, and it's, you know, I was telling her that we're, you know, we build up a little bit of reserves when things are maybe not as busy. And that's kind of what you're speaking to, is if you do, if you're doing smart time management, you are focused, you are affecting the things you can change, and then you've got more capacity when something comes along than if you would, if you weren't managing those other things properly.
Exactly. And particularly if you run your own business, there is such a tendency to just work all the time and to never have any reserves. And even on your time off, you're sneaking off and checking email, or you're just ringing into the office. It's so easy to do. And it just means that your mind never switches off. So you never get that full refreshment. You never come back totally clear to your work.
And that's a key thing. And I can speak conveniently from my own experience. We did a family vacation recently, Liz, and you will be proud of me. I turned my cell phone off completely, and that cell phone can, you know, I can get to the internet, I can get to my email, I can do texting, I can check voicemail, and I did none of the above.
Well, that's very impressive and quite rare, I have to say. I normally have to frisk my clients before they go away on holiday.
Well, maybe that just is a reflection of needing a break, because I have, you know, I do work hard for my clients, but I could certainly tell the difference after the week off, and it was a family vacation. We did a cruise, and it's just so critical to get that time off. And you speak to a lot of this on your website, rethinkretreats.com. The importance for not, and it's not the discussion and lessons here, Liz, I'm sure you would tell us, are not just for business people. It's for everybody in how they view this, and especially the folks that are in business, and especially the people that own their own business. But this is for everybody.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. I mean, I have a very simple time management system. But when I was transitioning from film into coaching, I was working, you know, two jobs, two very big, full-on jobs at the same time. And I was very close to overwhelm. And to be honest, I felt it more in the corporate world, where there's that continual pressure to achieve. Well, in your own business, you can always step back a little. So I use a very simple setup that just totally changes the focus of each day, and it makes it much easier to manage your time. Would you have a moment while I explain that?
We're gonna make our listeners wait. We're gonna tease them up. They got to come back after this short break. Liz, you've done this before. Hold right there.
Have you noticed most of the financial literature available is either so specific it doesn't apply, or too generic to answer even the most basic questions? This revelation inspired David Holland to write his first two books, Confessions of a Financial Planner, Secrets to a Secure Retirement, and How to Get Great Advice and Avoid Financial Scams. These how-to guides contain easily accessible information on a wide variety of topics concerning personal finances. An effortless weekend read, you'll find clarification on what a mutual fund is, how to choose the right financial professional, and much more. Call Holland Financial at 888-747-PLAN to request a free excerpt from David's first book, Secrets to a Secure Retirement. The number again is 888-747-7526. Or visit davidholland.com for more information on this innovative book series.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. I have Liz Scully on the line all the way from India on a Skype connection, the wonders of technology. She's CEO of Rethink Retreats, the website, rethinkretreats.com, and she was just about to share with us her time management strategies, and I am all ears, Liz, because you know what? It's always about better and better time management.
Absolutely, and so many systems are really complicated, or they don't work with the way that as humans you work. You know, there are those systems that say don't check your email till after 5 o'clock, or
right,
only make phone calls. And I can't be doing that. I like to read my email when I want to read my email, and my clients like me to respond at the right sort of time. So this system is really simple. All you have is three different types of day. And there are 3 days that we just talked about that when are truly 3 days. On your days off, you don't work. You don't cheat on your days off by sneaking off and doing a little bit of extra writing or phone calls. And you put those into your diary first because those are the things that get squished first. So you put them in, make sure you have your time off. And then you have two other types of days, strategy days and focus days. And a focus day is anything that is when you are performing the part of your job that brings money in. So if you're in a corporation, that would be when you're maybe presenting or when you're putting a big contract signing. Or for you, it would be doing your radio show or actually working directly with your clients. Focus days.
That's very good. And I was going to actually say, okay, well, let diagnose my schedule. Liz, ready? Okay, here we go. And I'm out there. Here we go. So, because I have a problem, and you're going to help me fix it right on the air today for everybody to hear. Monday through Thursday are my focus days of working with. I work with clients, prospective clients, as well as existing clients. And then Friday, in the morning, I try to do some quiet strategy work, if you will, in the morning. And then in the afternoon on Fridays, I will record, if I have a guest or something, I will record my guests for the radio show. And I might also work on my columns that I write that are part of my my smartphone app where people can go in and read my columns. So, and I do not work on Saturday or Sunday.
Well, that itself is impressive. Well done.
I'm needing, and I do confess there's a little bit of creeping in on the weekend that if I get a little bit of time and there's nothing going on, I might work on a little something, but for the most part, it's 90% work-free. But I need maybe a little more strategy time because I need to be not only doing the business, but I need to think about the business, and I need to steward my business through for not only my 300 plus clients, but also my 14 employees, steward this business through, you know, the ever-changing business world and healthcare and all these other things. So where would you put another strategy day? Would you try to take one of the focus days or take a half day?
Yes, possibly, because ideally you would have maybe, if you were working 4 days a week, which let's face it would be lovely for all of us, you'd have one focus day and three strategy days.
Really?
Yeah, it's really, because if you think about it, when you have a really, occasionally we all have those days where everything falls into place. Every call you make works, every client you speak to loves you, everything is perfect. There's actually been quite a chunk of strategy that has led up to that. And the strategy, perhaps on your client days, maybe if you look at it to be prepared, I'm sure when you speak to your clients, you are absolutely on your game. Maybe one of the days of your four is actually full-on strategy for all of the people that you then focus on.
Okay.
The other day.
So like a day where I'm building their financial plan or I'm figuring out how to give them the income that they need for their retirement. I'm doing that on a day and then setting that aside.
Exactly.
Okay.
And if you know in advance that that's a strategy day, that's all you're doing that day, you can schedule your appointments around that. Because one of the lovely things that happened to me is that because I was so overwhelmed, wasn't it? I was working stupid hours in film, and you know, as a startup entrepreneur, obviously you work silly hours in that as well. And my mentor gave me this system, and he told me that classic, you'll work less and achieve more. And I thought, oh, I've heard that before. That's not going to work. But it absolutely does. And part of it is because everyone around you becomes clear on it. And my staff started saying to me, is today a focus day? Is today a strategy day?
How about that? You've got them trained.
Exactly. And it makes such a difference. And if something from a focus day has to happen on a strategy day because, you know, life gets in the way, at least you know, well, I spent 2 hours on focus, and you'll make strategy time elsewhere.
Very interesting. If you're just joining us, Liz Scully is on the line with us all the way from India. That's pretty cool. She is CEO of Rethink Retreats. The website is rethinkretreats.com. Quick break. We'll come back with more. Stay right there.
What's your dream? Play golf every day of the week? Turn that hobby into a new career? With careful planning, you can make it happen. Call 888-747-PLAN to schedule your no-obligation consultation. At Holland Financial, we want to help you take the first step towards making your dreams a reality. That number again is 888-747-7526.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Liz Scully's on the line, CEO of Rethink Retreats, rethinkretreats.com. You know what, Liz? The other thing I wanted to ask you about is I know that you know, you talked about the days that you're focused and the days that are your strategy and, of course, rest days. And part of the challenge, of course, for entrepreneurs, if we speak directly to them, and because I know the subject well, sometimes it's difficult for entrepreneurs to, you know, to get those free days scheduled because guess what? Either we have high demands for the work and for managing a business, but the even bigger challenge for a lot of them is they're just so darn passionate about what they do that it's hard for them to stop.
Oh, absolutely. And it's something I suffer from myself, actually, but I noticed that my business really suffers when I don't spend time taking, you know, really concentrating on me, because your mind becomes cloudy, you don't achieve the same things the same way. So I force myself to take 3 days, and I confess I only take one a week. But if I miss that, then I really notice that the quality of the service that my clients get is declined. It really makes a big difference.
But and that's the the ironic part is that you become counterproductive. And I mean, even a, you know, I notice a difference. You know, I may question whether somebody else does, but I certainly notice a difference between an 8-hour night's sleep and six. But, you know, it's hard to turn it off when you're passionate about something. If you really know what you're passionate about it and you're doing it. And because I, you know, if somebody says, I want to come see you, and the only time I can see you, David, is Friday at 5:00, I'm going to have a little bit of a hard time turning them down because I just, doggone it, I love what I do. So that's a hard thing to resist. It's like walking by the ice cream store and you love ice cream. So help my listeners, those entrepreneurs or people that want to be, or even people that are working and they want to make sure that they are making the most of their potential. How do they identify their passion? Because that's what this really all flows from.
Well, that is also something that I spend a lot of time working with clients with, because I think there's a lot of people that either fall into just working and they've never really known exactly what they wanted to do. Or, like, because we all want to have the job where it doesn't feel like work at all. When it's a lovely problem, like you say, to think,
right,
I like my job so much I don't want to stop. That's a different issue from thinking, oh, I have to go to work again, really? It's just there.
Yeah.
So I have a lovely simple system that I use with clients that helps them identify what brings joy into their lives, what they love. Because I think as adults, we very rarely sit down and think, what would it, you know, what makes me happy? What's the bit that makes me, you know, truly joyful? So I have a set of very small little processes that work on skills and needs and values, what we'd like to eliminate from our lives, what we'd like to expand on. Imagine if you did only the things in your career that gave you energy and not the things that made you tired. But we never think about that when we're choosing our careers.
It's very interesting, Liz. And I'm, of course, I'm self-reflecting. I am on the couch here listening to you. And the thing that I love to do is to help people figure out how to get where they want to be and be comfortable, have that security, that peace of mind with their money. And I love that. And, you know, everything outside of that, to be quite candid, and anybody that has experienced working in my office or coming to me for advice, they know that anything that is outside of that, I have other people helping me with, because I really try to stay in a very tight circle where it's, I stay there, and it is a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun and very rewarding to see people. You know, I've had some people, I've had to peel them off the ceiling and to see them walk out and feel confident and happy. I mean, that's cool.
That, absolutely. And that's probably because you're staying in the focus of what brings you the joy in your work that you can switch off at the weekend. If you're doing something that you loathe, it's really hard at the end of Friday to think, all right, well, that's it. I'm going to have my lovely free day now. if you're thinking, I've got another six things to do, and for me, it's accounts. I cannot bear facing my accounts. So till I hired a bookkeeper, it used to weigh on my mind all the time. And as soon as I outsourced that to someone who loved that kind of work, instantly I felt better. And it's about finding that balance in your business. It's so important.
Yeah, they won't let me do paperwork in my office. Because it makes it makes me not happy, and they know that. But you know, again, everybody's different. Everybody's built differently, and that's why. And the other thing I thought was, in preparing for our conversation, Liz, the other thing I wanted to ask you about is something I've saw in what you talk about, and that is, you know, knowing your passions is also about having an antidote for when you're sad. Talk to me about that.
Exactly. I mean, if you go deep into, say you want to, earn $200,000 this year or $300,000 or $1 million this year, which if you set yourself very strong goals, which we're all encouraged to do, sometimes we don't do them, even if they're smaller things like losing weight or stopping smoking. And if you look a little deeper, there might well be something, we call it a hidden benefit in coaching. So say losing weight is your thing, but you're not doing it. We all know how to lose weight. Eat less, move about more, you'll lose weight. That's just going to happen. And if you're not doing it, there might be a reason that you're not doing it. It could be because you'd have to go and buy a whole bunch of new clothes, or your spouse is very jealous, and they might get a bit sort of antsy if you become more attractive. Mm. Or you might not like that attention yourself. So if you look really deep and discover what the flip side of not achieving your goal. So say if you want to change your career, what happens if you don't? Say you whinge about your job, but what if you just stay there? Well, you don't have to go to interviews, you don't have to stretch yourself, you don't have to make new friends. So the antidote is, once you've found that thing that is holding you back, then you can flip it so that it's a positive thing, because that is what your subconscious has been holding on to. Because when we don't achieve things, it's always because our subconscious wants to keep us safe, and safe is not doing anything. And because we all really want to be joyful and happy and to be safe. So you can find an antidote to those secret things that your subconscious is holding back. And that's what a lot of my work is about.
Excellent. It's partly giving yourself permission to be successful or be happy.
Exactly. But also to dig a little deeper and find out, you know, that it might not be rational what's stopping you from doing it.
Exactly, exactly. If you're just joining us, Liz Scully is our guest, CEO of Rethink Retreats. That's the website, rethinkretreats.com. Quick break. We'll be right back.
If you had a serious health issue, wouldn't you want a second opinion? Is your financial well-being any different? Make sure your retirement plan is the best it can be for your situation. An independent financial advisor can review key elements like stock market exposure, diversification, and fees. Holland Financial is ready to help. Call 888-747-PLAN to schedule your free consultation, or visit us at davidholland.com.
Liz Scully's been my guest today, ladies and gentlemen, CEO of Rethink Retreats, rethinkretreats.com. Say that 10 times fast. Rethink Retreats. And I've got about a minute left, Liz, and I want to get to something, and this is kind of a perfect way to wrap up the show, and that is, you talk about using the skills that come natural to you, or that come easily, and you may not even know that they're a skill, but that may be a big part of what makes you effective and contributing to, you know, those around you and to your business opportunities.
Absolutely. And one of the easiest ways to find those skills is to ask the people around you, because they're often the things that you don't even consider to be skills. Those are the things that come so easily to you that everyone around you is impressed, but they're so natural, they don't even feel like they're difficult for you. Imagine doing those for your career.
And make that the focus of your time, and make that the passion of your work, and try to, you know, as again, for the business owner or entrepreneur, try to you know, focus more on that and less of some of the other things.
Absolutely. As you have in your office, do the stuff that you're brilliant at. and get other people who are good at their things to do the stuff that you're not.
Well, nobody can know it all, and that is for sure. Liz, I am so glad we were able to get to you on this Skype magical thing that talks to you all the way in India. And Liz Scully's been our guest. She's CEO of Rethink Retreats, rethinkretreats.com. Liz, thank you so much for sharing with us.
Well, thank you for having me. It's been an absolute delight.
Oh, well, thank you, and we'll have you back. You tell me if there's something interesting going on, and we'll have you back on the program.
Thank you so much.
All right.
Want to learn more about Real Money with David Holland? Visit us at realmoneyradio.com, where you can listen live or to the archives. You can also email us your questions, comments, or show ideas to info@realmoneyradio.com. Be sure to like us on Facebook at Real Money with David Holland.
Remember, nobody cares more about your money than you do. This has been Real Money with David Holland. Thank you for listening.